Hey, Unnecessary Roughness listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
So Brandon just didn't show up today, huh?
Yeah, he's really busy out in L.A., I think.
Belly flopping?
Or whatever, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have some stink towards it.
No, it's just, you know, there's ads to get done, but sometimes people just don't want to do the podcast. It's like, no, I'm sure he's really busy.
Sure.
The jack's on right now, right?
No.
That's right. Yeah.
No.
This too.
For sure. So we all know
we can say whatever we want during this. Yeah. He's not going to listen.
Yeah, I mean, no. Well, people will tweet at him.
But still,
he'll
have like that person like get this 30 seconds so he doesn't have to do much.
Damn. Katie, Jack's salty today.
It'll make for a good podcast.
It will make for a good podcast. So. All right, the kids are running the asylum. I'm saying I'm the kid just because, like, when he's gone, it does feel like I'm a kid with you guys. Is that okay?
We've done this before, though.
Oh, yeah, we've done it a lot. But it's like, you know, without Brandon talking all the time.
Over us.
Damn, we're really just roasting Brandon. We love you, Brandon.
Yeah, what she said. Have fun in L.A. We're here. What do you guys saw when I'm off in football and it's like everyone's in the gambling cave? Jack.
What?
It's like, in the trenches. We're in the trenches. Brandon's off in L.A.
Swimming.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Welcome to Unnecessary Roughness, our college football podcast here at Barstool Sports, presented by
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
I'm just like sitting on my hand. I was literally just like sitting. That's so bizarre.
We're watching football. What's your go-to snack? Do you have to have a Super Bowl party?
Buffalo chicken dip and Little Smokies. You guys didn't know what Little Smokies were last time we talked about it.
Those are awesome. Those were awesome. I still haven't had them. They look awesome, though.
So I was doing the dime package earlier today, and Fran and I have talked about Little Smokies before.
Yes.
Gia, it produces it, had never heard of it.
Makes sense.
I explained it to her. Yeah, because nobody in like
the North,
other than the South, I guess, knows what it is. So I decided what I'm going to do at some point during this offseason. I'm just going to make a huge crock pot of them and put them in the kitchen.
Oh,
so you guys can all try them.
We can record that. We can do that as a YouTube video.
There you go. See? Like, I'll just...
see Smith cooks.
I cook, and it's the easiest thing in the world. But, I mean, as long as you have chips and dip, whatever you like, and then, like, some sort of meat, you're okay.
Yeah, I like chips and dip. I'm a big chips and dip guy, just in general.
All the dips.
Like, I like all the dips. I'm a big just, like, chips and salsa guy. That would be lame if that was the only thing you had, but I would be completely fine if it was the only thing they had. I like guac, too.
Queso.
I like queso. I like even, like, sour cream dip. Like,
oh, yeah.
And there's, like, those Funyun-like dips that have, like, a bunch of different combos. Those are all good. I haven't had that.
Well, the thing is.
I do like the, what are they called?
Pinwheels?
Little hot dogs.
Oh, well,
blanket?
Yeah, I like pigs in a blanket.
See, pigs in the blanket, The wieners inside the pigs in the blanket are the ones that are in Little Smokies. They're the same wieners.
With Little Smokies, isn't there like jelly based to the sauce?
No. It's, well, you can be, but I do barbecue sauce.
Fair. So the jelly and meat don't go together.
It sounds like it doesn't, but when you put all that shit in a crock pot, the Southerners know what they're doing.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, what's yours, Katie?
Oh, I mean, I agree. I think you have to have wings, too.
Like buffalo, just straight up, or all different
buffalo.
Kinds?
Buffalo. The big thing, it has to be blue cheese with the wings.
Oh, well, I love blue cheese, but, I mean, you got to have ranch, too.
I've come to the debate. I think that if you have buffalo wings, you have to have blue cheese. But if you have, like, garlic and honey or hot honey or anything that's not buffalo based, ranch is okay.
That's fair. We've been talking about it around the office. Obviously it's a skeleton crew out in LA, but it just doesn't feel like Super Bowl week. And I was talking to Dave off air yesterday before we did the Pro Football show, and he was like, it's amazing how little people in LA care about this. Like, you know, because we took an absolute wash for the Arizona Bowl, they were like, we're just gonna send like the yak and trivia basically. Mm-hmm. But even they're saying that like they're out there just doing what they could be doing here because people in LA don't care. Now, once the Bengals fans show up,
oh yeah,
that's going to be a different story. But it's like from everybody's just saying that it's just like, yeah, it's just another day in LA, which sucks.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I believe that.
That just sucks. Like that sucks.
I feel like
for
that's what happened in New York City when New York City had the Super Bowl too.
Really?
It had to have.
I mean, Miami a couple years ago
There's
when
no
we
way
went.
That people like in Seattle from Seattle and Denver took over New York City. No shot.
No, but here's the thing: is like, so if the Giants or the Jets were in the Super Bowl, and I know we're a college football podcast, but relax, it's Super Bowl week. The fans would care a whole lot. New York fans would care. Like,
yeah, but I think it'd be like I don't think you'd notice.
You don't think if the Giants were in the Super Bowl in New York, you don't think we would notice?
I don't think you'd notice that much now. I could be wrong though. I wasn't in New York. I was in middle school and high school
right,
when they won
right.
the Super Bowls.
But I'm talking about like if they're at your home stadium and you're in the Super Bowl. Like not just like
you would feel it if you're going to the game. I'm saying like walking around New York City on a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because I think if it's in Houston, you know the Super Bowl is there.
No, for sure. There
if it's in New York City or LA, which are the two biggest cities in America. It would take over Boston, I think.
Oh, definitely.
Because even like when the Patriots are good, they take over Boston. But like New York's such a big city that so many things happen that it's even the NFL, which runs America, it's not going to take it over. It's such a multicultural like city.
Yeah.
People just, there's so many people that just don't care. Nothing against the NFL or football. It's just they don't care.
But I think people up here care far more than people in LA. People
100%.
In LA don't give a shit.
I think you'd feel it more in like Long Island than in New York City. Yeah. I swear to God, like or in New Jersey, even.
Yeah, I
because
mean,
like those, that's like more like where the fans are. Like New York City's like you have so many people that just like they moved to New York City not for football.
I know that's what we talk about with college football too. But then you go to like a college football bar and you like one of the bars that I frequent, not Factory. Factory is the only one that I will shout straight out. Is a South Carolina bar. And they show up for like every single South Carolina.
Which one?
She doesn't want to.
Well, it doesn't matter. Mason Jar. I don't know.
I've never been there. So.
Mason Jar's really cool, but they and the owner is awesome. I don't know how many free restaurant ads I'm supposed to get. Whatever.
No.
You walk by there on like even like a basketball game day, like it is packed. So like there are definitely places.
South Carolina fans are very similar to Arkansas fans that they just. They keep showing up no matter what.
I think the issue also with like LA and New York is that that's such a like post-college destination that you get such a melting pot of different fan bases that people have picked up and brought with them that there's no big, like in Cincinnati with the Bengals, like that's all you have. People in Cincinnati, I think, tend to be more local, but people from New York are from all over the place.
For sure. I just feel like, well, when we were in Miami a couple years ago for the Super Bowl, it had that feel a little bit because it was just like, well, people in Miami that live on South Beach, like they live in South Beach, like they don't care about the Super Bowl. But from what I understand, LA feels very weird right now. It does not feel like the Super Bowl week. It will come Sunday, which I will love. I am totally taking Bengals money line. Again, I know we're a college football podcast, but here we are talking about
it. It's the last bit of football we're going to see this year. We have to celebrate.
Well, the thing is Joe Burrow, obviously, we're a big-time Joe Burrow podcast. He could potentially become the first quarterback ever to win the Heisman, the National Championship, and the Super Bowl, and he would do it with all in 3 years. That is fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, it's kind of – I saw that stat. I You know, you think of all the past winners, and you just, it's kind of crazy that's never happened.
Yeah, it is. It's insane.
Like,
so
you just think of, you know, even greats who won the Heisman.
Yeah, just
even a running back or somebody. No, they just haven't.
It's just it's an insane stat, and the fact that again talking about the Miami Super Bowl, like, and I know Brandon and I have told this story before, but literally two Super Bowls ago, we were sitting with Joe Burrow at the Barstool party at our table. Like, that's how, like, he was right out of LSU.
No, yeah, no,
like, that's fucking crazy to think about.
I don't think so. I thought you guys were downplaying it. Like, at that point, we knew he was the fucking man.
No. We knew he was the man, obviously. But I'm saying, like, he was still...
I still think he would go now.
Like, but, yeah, he would still go now. And obviously, I'm not saying he was coming to the Barstool party because he wasn't a big deal. He was at our VIP table. But at the time, it was like, oh, that's Joe Burrow, the national championship quarterback.
And Heisman and future number one pick.
Yes. But it didn't sink in. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everyone was like, oh, this is fucking cool. It's Joe Burrow. But it didn't feel like the swag he has now, because I felt so old next to him. Because he still felt like he was in college to me.
Really? Because he's like old too.
But to me, he was still in...
How old is he? 25? 26?
He was born, I think, in 90. I looked this up the other day because I was... Because you know my theory. You know what my rule is.
9/11.
If you can remember 9/11, you're
definitely remembers 9/11.
Okay, then he's safe.
When was he born?
I'm looking.
Because he was in college for a long time. Like
25.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Lamar Jackson.
They're all younger than
Lamar Jackson's younger. Sam Darnold's younger, which is crazy to think about. Like, that's nothing against Joe Burrow, but like, he's 25 now.
No, but to me, he still was like a college athlete. Does that make sense? Like, he wasn't, but he was.
Yeah, I get that.
Thank you. Thank you, Katie. Jack's like, I don't know. Jack just can't wrap his head around it.
We said it last week too when we talked about it. And Brandon
was
last
week.
No, you were Brandon. You and Brandon were on the same.
I didn't know we talked about this literally last week.
Yeah, we did. Don't you remember about the Barstool Bowl party? And then I was like, he was the no number one pick.
Oh yeah, that. Well, no, I knew we talked about it. I didn't know it was last week.
Oh yeah, that was last week for sure.
That feels like that was 2 years ago to me.
No, that was for sure last week because he was like on his little run, and like, I mean, it's great. Like,
no. We're Joe Burrow.
I think
Burrow
the
podcast.
Rams won, but like,
oh,
who
Jack,
knows?
Don't say that.
No, but who knows? I'm not like, oh my God, so confident.
Yeah, no, I mean, and listen, Von Miller plays for the Rams. He went to A&M. He's a friend of mine, so that would be nice. But I think Cincinnati fans deserve it more than the Rams fans.
I guess, like, I've been a fan of, but I've been a fan of teams forever and seen nothing. Like, it's like,
well, you're just down bad today for some reason.
No, I was just like, oh, they deserve it. Like, shut up. Like, shut up.
Okay, I'll go fuck
myself. Grow up. Like they're probably all Ohio State fans. Like, grow up.
Oh, God.
Like, you have a great quarterback now. Yeah, good.
You know what?
You'll probably get one soon.
Yeah, but you're just jaded. That's what you are.
I mean, let's be
honest.
You
can't even be fucking happy
Bengals
for them.
Bengals fans, let's be honest. It took the greatest fall off first half to second half in the history of, like, the NFL for you guys to get here. I hope it goes well.
Can you not credit that to the Bengals defense?
Not like that was like,
I mean,
unheard of.
They
like they
well.
Were, they've been playing pretty well, but they're not the 85 Bears defense where like, oh, Patrick Mahomes has an amazing first half on pace to score 48 points, and then he becomes the worst quarterback in the NFL. Like, I don't know what happened there, but yeah, congrats, Bengals fan. Like, yeah,
Jack is so salty about this.
No, it's just like the Chiefs deserve to win that game, but who cares?
Yeah, well, they didn't, so who cares? I have a question before we move on to the news. When you talk about, like, because we're talking about Joe Burrow, so you would assume, especially because he's just right out of LSU, you would assume a lot of LSU fans are probably Bengals fans
with
now.
Ja'Marr Chase, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think that that's a weird thing for people to do?
No, I mean, especially LSU. But you do have the Saints, though.
It's different, like, being... wanting to see your alums do good versus being a fan of the team.
Okay. Because I thought about that too. Like when Vaughn went to the Broncos, I wasn't all of a sudden a Broncos fan, but I wanted him to succeed. Or, you know, Ryan Tannehill, I want him to succeed in Tennessee, but I don't care about the Titans.
Yeah. I mean, I think like,
I'm assuming there's a lot of LSU fans,
a lot
that
of
are
LSU
big time
fans
Bengals.
We're rooting for the Bengals this weekend. Like, well, I mean, why not? But then also, I mean, you have OBJ across the field. So
it's true.
And he's a big time supporter of LSU throughout.
Is he allowed
the
to go back?
I don't think.
Yeah.
I thought the ban was still in place.
I think they've figured that out.
Yeah. Well, I guess NIL now. I mean, in retrospect, he was just.
Maybe not. I mean, I forgot.
Didn't he say
about
it was
that.
Like fake money?
It wasn't fake.
It was not fake money. Not at all. All right, Kaylee, let's go to the news.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
We all know what the biggest one of the week is. Jack, I feel like you've probably done...
Oh, this is his Super Bowl.
This is Jack's Super Bowl.
But it's been
this
so, is... like, dragged out. Like, it's like...
But I mean...
They're going to fire him before we know it. It's just...
Like, are they, though? Just,
yeah, they're going to. They're trying to... Did you see what they put in? All right, so we're talking about Brian Harsin.
Yeah, we're talking... So
and I would assume most people... Like,
most people that are listening to this podcast, especially in the offseason, you know how crazy we get. You know, I have a feeling, which is going to be very funny, that this podcast will be less sexual without Brandon on it.
100%.
Brandon, just somehow his presence makes the podcast sexual. But we talk about random shit the whole offseason. But if you are a college football fan and you're listening to this, you know what's going on with Brian Harsin. It was very Bobby Petrino-esque with the rumor. Now, Jack, I'm going to let you go because Jack is the guy. Like, when you need the rumor mill going, Jack's the guy. But basically, it was found out that he's having an affair with his assistant who was with him at Boise State, who was also
allegedly.
I'd like it allegedly, who was also a cheerleader. And so then when that hit the internet, it went fucking bananas.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. And then there's like a lot of other rumors out there. We don't have to get into every single one. You can find, I think, most of them. There's a lot of rumors out there about him, the offensive coordinator that came and left within 6 weeks. Derek Mason left.
He took a pay cut, by the way,
to go to Oklahoma State, a $400,000 pay cut.
That's crazy.
There was quotes like no one goes out there and just loses a guy like Derek Mason and has a guy like Derek Mason take a $400,000 pay cut for no reason. He probably saw the writing on the wall. So this all breaks last week, right? Brian Harsin's on vacation.
Oh, shit.
And then, this is more like that, which broke today and yesterday, was then. So I think it's pretty obvious that, like, at this point, Auburn would have come out and said, like, no, we're going to stick with Brian Harsin if they were going to stick with Brian Harsin. It's pretty clear just from the quotes on, like, oh, we're looking to find out what's rumor, what's fact. They're trying to find a reason to fire Brian Harsin with cause because they don't want to pay the $20 million buyout. I think it may even be more. So...
Well, also because they just had to pay.
That smells on
a shitload of money.
And then they put in, they put in on Tuesday a policy that literally said if an employee does not cooperate with the investigation into whatever's going on, they can be fired with cause. And that was put in on Tuesday.
Oh.
And Brian Harsin was told to come back from vacation to cooperate with the investigation. And he said no. So...
He said no after the rule was put in place?
Before, but now he's still not cooperating. And essentially now they can fire Brian Harsin for not cooperating with this investigation into the football program. The policy went into effect on Tuesday. Harsin decided to stay in Mexico on vacation until later today. That was yesterday. So he got back on vacation yesterday.
So
he didn't come back and cooperate. Auburn puts in this deal. They're trying to find any way they can to fire this guy. Today, another weird aspect is that they have SEC as like head coaches day today where they all meet. And he's hanging there out, too, I'm pretty sure.
Sneaked in the back door.
He did sneak in the back door, which makes sense because there's a lot of reporters waiting for him. But
yeah, I mean, you definitely, if you're Brian.
I think he's good as gone. Like, he's good as gone.
You see how Jimbo, who is it? Kirby rolled up in a minivan and Jimbo right behind him rolled up in an Audi.
I love it.
Like, the NLI money is paying off.
I mean, A&M money is paying off, you know?
For sure.
I mean, a $70 million contract. So here's the thing with the Brian Harsin stuff. It's like, first of all, if it's not true, like this poor girl, like, because she, I mean...
Yeah, her comments are turned off on Instagram.
Yeah, but like...
If it's not true, Jack...
Yeah, but also, it's the SEC. It's like, you like signed up for the big game. Like,
yeah, but if you're not fucking somebody's husband and you're being accused of that...
I agree with that. 100%.
That's not a fun rumor.
It's not a fun rumor. Yes, I 100% agree.
So if it is happening, though, I mean, he should be fired and so should she because of the work relationship.
I don't think, well, she'll be fired because she's the assistant to the head coach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If she was, it would be different if she was just like a random staff person. Like her bio, I don't know if she's probably changed it now at this point, but it was quite literally like,
but also like
I service the head coach, not sexually, obviously, allegedly. But, like, yeah. Everything he needed, she did.
Yeah.
Well, she's essentially, like, the spider to Brian Harsin, or to Dave. Of course, Spider and Dave don't have sexual relations.
But, allegedly.
Like, Spider does all things Dave, book stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, Dave also has Kareem and Austin, and I'm sure Harsin has a lot of staff. This woman also helps with recruiting as well, probably helps with recruiting operations.
The difference is that it's like she was in college when they met.
Yeah.
You know?
And she worked for, yeah.
Like
she was of age, though, when she was in college.
Right, right, right. But there's always that weird stigma around
coaches and co-eds. Yeah, it's a bad look, of course, because it's like even if it was 100% consensual, which it seems like it rumored it was, it is a power dynamic, of course. It's like like your boss, most powerful guy at the university most times. Like, there is something to be said there.
Oh, power dynamic for sure. Yeah. But with college sports specifically, and Katie, obviously you are an athlete, like, it is a weird, it's like, no, we're like full-grown adults, but it's still frowned upon until you get out of college to have any type of relationship with coaches.
100%.
Like, and now she is out of college, so, you know, that's the thing, but it's just, what got really weird was that not only did this affair start coming out, his wife was saying, you know, she was cryptic on Instagram.
Well, she backed him.
Didn't she say, like, don't believe it?
The entire family, like, posted stuff. It was like, don't believe the lies. Like, we're here, fully supportive. Like, they posted pictures of them hugging him. And some thread somewhere had screenshots of the wife liking and commenting on her Instagram.
That's a ride or die bitch.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe this is like, you know, every relationship's different. It could be
like, yeah, but
it could be like within like allowed within the relationship. And it's just like, hey, who knows? It could be like an open marriage where
it's like we talked about last week.
Yeah.
The girlfriends of NFL.
Oh, quarterbacks. Yeah.
Like he could like it could be the girlfriend. And it's like, but you still stay like you're like married to me and like. Don't ask, don't tell kind of thing.
I mean, Urban Meyer's daughters defended him.
Yeah, I mean. But first of all, the girl,
you don't want your father probably fired for this because, I mean, the whole family hurts. It's like, yeah. Like the family's money just.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if it can be embarrassing too. But the girl is very pretty, I will say. She's very pretty.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I mean, that matters,
She was a cheerleader at Boise State.
I just will say
she worked at the football department.
Yeah, very
pretty
girl.
Then she moved, and then after she graduated, she was stayed at Boise State, worked a year there.
With him,
and then when he came to Boise State, she came with him, which isn't, like, abnormal.
Totally, yeah.
Because that's very normal. It's like he trusts her. Who knows if they're when the alleged relationship started.
Yeah.
But her going there isn't, like, that doesn't say anything.
I'm sure there's
bring your entire staff.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a handful of other people who.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
Well, in retrospect, yes, but then when this comes out, it does side piece is coming too.
Exactly, it does.
It does have that feeling.
And then it's like, you know, she turns off her comments on Instagram, but stays public. She's gained like 25,000 followers.
I love that Jack keeps the count. I love it. Such a Jack thing. It's perfect.
I think. It seems like she also seems like she's on vacation, too, just from her Instagram story. She seems particularly unbothered as well, which is good for her. Like, I hope it doesn't. For Harsin, I don't really care. For her, of course, it's like, yeah. But again, it's like, if it's no truth at all, then it's ridiculous. But if there is some truth, it's like, yeah, you're in the SEC. Like,
well, and if it is true, then it's like, well, you knew this could potentially happen.
Where did this all come from? Was this just originated on message boards, or is there more?
No, I think I mean, we've talked about it for, like, Brandon talked about when Derek Mason left, and then we talked about it last week when
was that, like, the rumor of him and the girl?
Yeah, yeah. So there's been a lot of there's been a lot within Auburn,
the program
that has not worked out. Bo Nix leaves. A lot of transfers
leave. So, like, we even...
25 people have left.
Yeah, so, like, the tweet that Katie has up, like, Lee Hunter, who recently transferred, said that Harsin treated them like dogs and that Harsin has a true mindset for a winner but has a terrible mindset as a person. So, it's like, Auburn's program is just in fucking disarray right now.
So some past athletes did defend him.
And current.
And current.
How did it come out? I think there's been, like, a lot of rumors behind the scenes that at Auburn... that it's just falling apart, and I think there's a booster, a decent amount of boosters that are looking at what's going on, and they're like, hey, we wanted to hire Kevin Steele. You hired this bozo. Look what's going on. They leak it to the right people. It gets out the right way.
Yeah.
And then they know what they're doing. And it probably all comes back to the boosters, and that's what Auburn fans say all the time. It's like there was a meme I quote tweeted. It's like
the Eric Andre one.
Eric Andre, where he shoots the guy.
Yeah.
And it's like Auburn boosters and then the Auburn football program. And then he turns around, it's like, and he shoots the Auburn football program and then turns around, like, how could somebody do this to Auburn's football program?
Yeah. I mean, it's don't ask, don't tell until you have a reason to tell.
Until you're losing.
Yeah, until something's going on.
And the 7-5, or wait, 6-7 season did not help either.
Yeah, so then, like, obviously there's an issue. When I found out that Derek Mason took a pay cut to go to Oklahoma State, because that was my only thought process, and when we talked about it, I was like, he had to have been getting paid more money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My first thought, I know Auburn's SEC, but looking, and I know it's a snapshot, but this year, I know it's wrong, but, like, I'm still...
Jack's already, like, poo-pooing.
I know what you're... But go on.
For me, and this is, like, I know Derek Mason is very good at his job, but it seemed an upgrade, like, from coaching, from the team. I think, like, that Oklahoma State has a better defensive base than Auburn.
I would just, it's like Oklahoma State. It's like, you know, it's like you're going to get worse players. You're going to play worse competition.
I see what you're saying.
That was my first inkling. I was like, okay, but that's...
Like, you... It would be different if it was Oklahoma or Texas, maybe.
Yeah, because they're going to the SEC and they would pay you more. Like,
right.
Oklahoma State, like, the fact they found that much money for a fucking defensive coordinator, even still, $1.1 million is a lot. Like,
I mean, it's a
like
lot.
Like, Auburn, money. Like, and all things considered about Auburn, like, they really fell apart at the end of the season, but they weren't that bad of a team, in all honesty.
No, but the fact that Bo Nix left, that was the first red flag. But there's so many red flags going on. So, like you said, Jack, I'm sure that at any point we're going to see Brian Harsin get fired.
So it's a $400,000 pay cut. Imagine if I gave you $400,000. Like, your life would be amazing.
I'm good. Yep.
But he's taking that as a pay cut. I know he's still getting paid $1.1 million, but that's 400 of $1.1 million is almost 30 to 35%. Would you take a 30 to 35% pay cut, especially with kids? Probably not.
Definitely not, no.
Unless it's like
especially to move
like,
to fucking Oklahoma.
Damn, like Alabama and Oklahoma are very similar. Also, the lifestyle of a defensive coordinator at Auburn is probably a lot better than one
at
Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because it's just like...
Stillwater.
It's Stillwater. There's so much.
Sorry,
like,
Gino.
Auburn,
sorry, Stillwater.
So much is going on. Like you could like Auburn's like it's just.
I've been to both campuses, both places. I would say Auburn is very much a nicer place, a nicer town. But whatever Derek Mason wants. Clearly, he wanted the fuck out. Now Brian Harsin on all these rumors. He said any attack on my character is bullshit. I'm the Auburn coach, and that's how I'm operating every day. I want this thing to work. I'm not planning on going anywhere. That's why I left the one I was in to come here and make this place a championship program. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no shit. He's gonna say that. I mean, what else is he gonna say?
No, yeah. I mean, I think they. The only thing is, what I think when you look at this, like, so let's say Harsin was like this great man, right?
Right.
And did have this individual that worked for him that he really liked and like was like, no, she's a great worker. If it came out that there was a rumor that he was cheating on her and they 100% never did that, I think he would say right away, no, that's ridiculous. Do not tie her into it. She's a different... He was just like, no, don't attack me.
Yeah,
that's what makes me think... Okay.
Conspiracy theory Jack is out.
Now, the only thing is...
Jack's got this finger up. Like, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, you know once Jack gets his finger up in the air, he's getting going.
And it's like, it's, at the end of the day, I mean, it's like a 24-year-old straight out of college. Like, I think he would defend her if there wasn't any... That's the only thing. And then also, why didn't she come out and say anything? I don't know.
Yeah, when people are accused of stuff and don't automatically come out against it, and I get, like, sometimes people, like, have, like, lawyers and whatnot, but I'm like... Yeah. Why didn't he just be like, no, this is straight up not a thing, and protect her career?
Yeah, there's got always, you know, there's always two sides, and then there's the truth for sure. But I think that there's probably a lot of lawyering up going on with, especially with Brian Harsin.
So this goes back to the that last quote on the bottom, goes back to the booster things. It's like, you've got to let the head coach be the head coach and support him. We have to change some things. That's about specific boosters, I'm pretty sure. He's talking specifically about the section of Auburn that wanted to hire Kevin Steele, and then Auburn didn't because the fans didn't want to hire Kevin Steele last year, and they hired Harsin instead. And he feels that there's still a sect of those boosters that don't allow him to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, and essentially, especially now with the NIL stuff, like, boosters are going to be a lot more prevalent and up and in person, because they can pay the players right now whatever they want. But yeah, guarantee, you're right. He's probably like, fuck all the people that didn't want me. Those people are probably like, let's dig up as much dirt as we can. So we'll see. I mean, who knows? By the time this podcast even comes out, he could be fired. Probably not today, but
I was surprised, like, when we rolled around to the end of the day on Monday and he wasn't. Well, I was like, we might not get it.
I still think we will, especially with that rule that they just put in. Yeah, rule is unreal.
Like, all of a sudden.
The fact that they just put in, university put in a new rule that if the staff does not cooperate with investigations, you can be fired with cause. Like, I mean, that's crazy. But they did it. And that's like, I don't think that's a coincidence in timing.
No, absolutely not.
And I also think, going back to what I said about Harsin and the girl and how he, or woman, because she's 24, she's not 18, or even younger, which that would be crazy.
Well, obviously, yeah.
The 24-year-old woman.
It's still kind of the same thing, though. I know she's like not old, but like, no, it's the same power dynamic. It's nowhere near as bad, but it's still, I think...
There is a power dynamic, but a 16-year-old's brain is not even close to as developed as...
Correct. That's what I'm saying. It's not statutory, but it's still like, she's very much... Not to say there's any coercion, but I still think on his part, I'm like, you're... yes, even if it's 100% consensual.
The difference is he's not... it's not illegal.
Correct. But I'm saying it's frowned upon. Not equally, but it's... That's tough.
I can't compare it to a 16-year-old, but from the perspective of Auburn and how Harsin didn't come out and defend the woman, or not defend, say that didn't happen, let her continue developing her career. Same thing with Auburn. They haven't come out and said, no, Harsin's our guy. So that makes me think there's still things going on, and it seems like that's 100% true. No journalist has even said close to that. Even the journalists have been more like, no, like, he's a dead man walking pretty. They haven't said it 100%. It seems all the Auburn journalists are doing a good job with this. But, like, I think a lot of them know. Auburn, it seems like, has the best, like, rumor mill out there. They get straight to the journalists. But the journalists don't know what to believe, it appears.
I mean, it's hard because you've got players, you know, coming out and saying that he's a great coach and that he's a great leader. And then you've got players saying he treats them like dogs. You've got assistants leaving. You've got, alleged affair rumors. You've got
players leaving.
Yeah, I mean, just everything that's happening. It's just an absolute fucking dumpster.
I think it's been, 25 players?
25 players.
Including Bo Nix. I mean, that's
Mr. Auburn, I think that's what they said. One of the players said...
He's like, that there's a reason he left.
That there's a reason that Mr. Auburn, Bo Nix, left.
I mean, Bo Nix...
Players respected him because he's like Mr. Auburn.
Yeah, and like...
He married a cheerleader at the school.
I mean, he's the legend of Bo Nix. Yeah, I haven't gotten to say that in a long time. I would... If I was a betting person, which I am, I would say Brian Harsin is done. The only thing that... The question is like, it is so late.
Who the hell are they going to get?
Who do they go get?
I think there's rumors that Hugh Freeze would take the job like that.
Can you imagine?
Brandon's brain would implode.
Bless you.
Well, he already hates Auburn.
Well,
Freeze.
So here's my question. Let's be real here. How hypocritical would it be for them to fire Brian Harsin for the alleged, now everything else leading up to it for sure, but the alleged affair kind of tipping it over and then hiring Hugh Freeze?
You win in the SEC.
Yeah, but like that would be, it'd be kind of funny. No offense. Like, it'd be kind of funny. Like,
I think they don't like... And they can lean. He's a good Christian man. They'll lean into that.
Oh, yeah. Can we make the joke about War Eagle?
Nah, if you want.
What choke is it?
I was saying, like, if Hugh Freeze comes back, it won't be War Eagle.
Oh.
Yeah,
Katie, you would take it there.
Yeah, well, I'm not the person who said it initially. I don't even know what the origin is, but
I mean, it would just be it would be very funny to me. And I mean, granted, like I say funny, like obviously like real life situations like this are not funny, but it'd be very much an SEC and Auburn thing to do, to be like, okay, well, we're going to get rid of this guy. He had an alleged affair, but we're going to hire a guy who was hiring hookers for his players. Okay. So yeah, Derek Mason, we talked about.
Speaking of Alabama schools.
Speaking of Alabama, this mugshot. So their defensive coordinator.
He looks like this all the time. Oh, that's the funny thing.
With the visor.
It's just when it's in a mugshot like setting, it just looks so much worse.
Yeah, I agree.
So, defensive coordinator Pete Golding, he was arrested for a DUI.
And I haven't found any more evidence. Like, I remember when Duke basketball kids, that it was like a .08, basically. Whereas his, I haven't found.
He looks fucked up in that photo.
He knows he fucked up.
Yeah, but
he got a DUI, and then, like, they'll make him go to, a bunch of, like.
But didn't Saban, like, endorse him fully still?
Yeah, he's
not going anywhere.
Good defense.
Yeah, he's a great defense.
And played in the national championship.
You know, I mean, it's not, again, PSA, do not drive drunk, but he didn't hurt anybody.
No. Either.
So stop being an asshole and driving drunk. But, I mean, again, in any big program, probably a lot of these things happen and we just don't even know it. You know, a lot of things
it's hard to cover up now.
I want to know, like, what it looks like. I'll probably not understand, but from a parent standpoint. Like, when his kid's, like, looking at college, say he's going to football recruit, like, if you're a parent and you look at this, like, does this change your perspective? Or it's still, like, Alabama's Alabama? So
the defensive coordinator also, like, you probably don't even talk to the defensive coordinator much.
I'm going to be honest, maybe it makes me a bad person, and maybe that's why I'm not a parent. I wouldn't think twice about that.
I think people...
There are other things that, now, if there was different crimes, then yeah, but, like, a DUI...
If he had, like, 8... That'd be different.
Correct.
If you had one.
Correct.
For me, it depends the level. Like, is it basically .08 and you just had 2 glasses and happened to get caught? Or is it like you, I mean, that's a different topic.
Yeah, no, maybe I'm just a shit person. I wouldn't think twice about that.
I don't think it affects recruiting at all.
No. Okay, so we talked about Jim Harbaugh last week too. Jim Harbaugh is staying.
Yep.
At Michigan, after all that hoopla on, it is still crazy to me, Jack, and I know you're big into recruiting, that he was interviewing with the Vikings on National Signing Day.
Yeah, no, 100%.
That's not a good look. That's not a good look at all. But one of the people we talked about maybe potentially taking over at Michigan,
he left,
was Josh Gattis,
and did not seem happy about it.
And he left. He's now the offensive coordinator at Miami. Mm. And which I think is strange.
I don't think it's strange at all.
Why?
I think Miami is 100% committing to their football program. They gave Cristobal a lot of money. They bought out Manny Diaz for a lot of money. And they're going all in on assistants. And Cristobal said he wanted this guy. And they got him.
Josh Gattis is a great coordinator.
Now, he said in this text, like, I would never advise anyone to Michigan players. I would never advise anyone to be where they're not wanted. Now,
.. by the way, you gotta talk.
I
about
don't
dot,
know.
Dot. We know that's like he said ..
That's
was...
what Tom VH at Tom VH. He works for ESPN. Said the .. is in the tweet from him too. The thing is that about Michigan administration and like, hey. If Harbaugh left, I was told I wouldn't even get the job? Or is that about Harbaugh? That's the question. I think Michigan fans are saying it's about the Michigan administration, not Harbaugh. Because I also put out a clip when he accepted an offensive coordinator, like assistant of the year award, and he like said, I want to thank Jim Harbaugh, and he like started crying because he was like, he took a chance on an offensive coordinator that had no play calling experience and like a black offensive coordinator too, and he stuck with me and he started crying. That was in December. Of course things change though. Like things can change, and we know Jim Harbaugh, he seems like someone he could just fuck you over whenever he wanted.
Oh no, I don't think so. I think he seems like a great, nice, Josh.
You just said
guy.
You just talked about how he was off talking to the Vikings on a National Signing Day.
She was kidding.
Oh.
No. I think he's a nice guy.
No.
He's out
for himself.
It's a business.
Yes, it's a business.
He's walked over every place he's gone.
Yeah, well, except he was nice when I met him, so that's why I said
okay. I'm sure he's a nice, person.
I think things could change. When I first saw this, though, I lean more towards the administration. I think there was probably a conversation when he was interviewing with the Vikings and Josh Gattis was... I mean, it would make sense if they said, okay, we're going to hire from within. It's February and we're losing our head coach. And potentially there was conversations where they're like, we don't care if Jim Harbaugh leaves, you're still not going to get the job. That's what it feels like to me. Because like you said, Jack, like he was literally like almost crying over Jim Harbaugh. I have a hard time believing that he now feels not wanted a month and a half later.
Yeah. So then.
Like, doesn't it feel like he was just kind of told like behind the scenes, like, yo, it doesn't matter what happens with Jim Harbaugh. Like, you're not our guy.
Yeah, maybe. I think that is a possibility, 100%. And I agree with you, that is a possibility, 100%.
Like, that seems like that to me. But that's a hell of a text to send a whole bunch of college kids, because you know that it's...
Yeah, and that's not like a rumor. That was reported from, like, a very legitimate reporter.
Yeah, I mean...
His first name's Tom. It's at Tom VH. He works for ESPN. He's like a... Like, it wasn't like, oh, Jack Mack got this in his DMs. Like, no, he's like... He works for ESPN.
Well, I would still take it seriously.
I know, but he... That's like a...
Well, yeah.
They have to like check it 3 or 4 times before they...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not putting out like stupid sources like I do. Like, they're like legit journalists.
Well, Oop City is legit.
Yeah, but not as legit as them.
Yeah.
Well, no, I would say that you're more legit because you actually go into like the real world of things.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a different.
Did I tell you, were you part of this conversation the other day? I don't know who. Oh, it was Josh, I think. Somebody was sitting with me at my desk.
Maybe.
I don't know. There was a bunch of people, and we were trying to figure out if Joe Burrow still had a girlfriend.
It was Josh.
It was Josh, right? Because we were talking about the Pro Football Show.
Yes.
And I saw Jack walking across the room, and I was just like, hey, Jack, does Joe Burrow have a girlfriend? And within like 5 minutes, he had figured it out and had photos and everything.
Well, I knew he had one in college, but
last I heard is that he's all over hers.
Jack found. Yeah, we found it. He still has a girlfriend for sure.
Yeah, but it was just like very funny that like Jack is the guy. Jack's the guy. So
we've talked about how Brandon's not here. I was a little salty about it.
Yes.
But you want to know why I was actually salty? It wasn't anything personal. It was that we didn't have Brandon Walker in the building to do the Roman ad read today. We know that Brandon brings the absolute heat for the Roman ad reads.
Scream like he does really quick. Sex.
And then, wow, there was someone walking by when you said that, and he didn't even flinch. Talk about a guy that just has so much sex that. And then you want to know why? You know he has sex because he loves Roman.com.
There it is.
He loves Roman and their products. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer, but thinking about baseball doesn't always work. Everyone has their own things. Maybe some people think about like their ugly principal from elementary school.
Damn.
The folks at Roman, an online men's health company, I'm sure you've heard of them by now, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer lasting sex.
Fellas, you got to make your ladies happy.
100%.
And your partners, whoever
doesn't want longer lasting
sex. Valentine's Day is around the corner.
Yeah.
Roman Swipes are clinically proven. That's right, clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but don't require a prescription. We don't want a prescription.
Oh, fuck
that. The whole thing. Who wants to go to the doctor? Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging. I know this is great because, like, hey, if you live in a building or somewhere, like maybe you just want that to be something that's personal, private to you. And I live in a building. I don't want to be standing behind like a bunch of people as I get my Roman swipes.
It just says dick swipes on
the side? Yeah. It would just be a little bit awkward. Like, there's older people that live in my building, kids.
Jack
each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet and whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just the swipes out of the, or take the swipes out of the pocket, swipe it on, let it dry, and you are good to go.
This is very important for the girls that are listening. It does not, or whoever's listening, it does not transfer to your partner. So it's not one of those things that it's like, if like you're worried that it's going to be like irritating or whatever, it does not transfer. So just go ahead and do it. And I'm going to yell sex again like Brandon always does. You think Enrique will hear me?
No.
His headphones.
Sex!
Nope. Oh, didn't blink.
No one flinches in this office.
Marshall difference.
All right. So, guys, here's what you're going to need to do. Go to GetRoman.com/Walker to get your first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's right. $5.
$5. $5. That's a nice coffee.
You choose a monthly, for your first month. That's GetRoman.com/Walker.
But back to Josh Gattis. Yeah, I mean, you send that text to multiple players, you're obviously incredibly pissed off. It's a great hire for Miami. I mean, I just think
Miami's putting together a hell of a staff. Yeah. They put together a defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele, the guy we just talked about.
I think it's just weird because it's like Michigan. I mean, and I know it's a completely different offense now, but it's just like thinking Michigan and Miami's offenses, like that just seems like a weird jump to me. But
I think it'll be very similar. I think it'll be very like Gattis will take it.
Yep.
And I think Gattis will work out for them.
He was a hell of an offensive coordinator last year.
Gattis will be the offensive coordinator in Miami. Kevin Steele is going to be the defensive coordinator. They also picked up a great recruiter from Georgia, defensive backs coach Jameel Ade, who is the number two ranked recruiter in the class of 2022 for Georgia. He's very well respected within the entire coaching industry. So Mario Cristobal and Miami are not messing around.
Yeah, they're not.
What is it going to take? At least personally for me, I'm still very much more excited for USC football than Miami. Just like comparing two teams that are rebuilding.
I'm really excited for Miami, but that's a good segue to the next topic. USC.
I don't know what it's going to take for me to be equally excited about Miami.
Really?
Maybe they're in the conference and I'm not looking for, maybe it's the players. They need a player.
Everything from their coaching staff. I think Mario Cristobal is kind of corny, but I think, they're just like a very swaggy school. And then also, it's like almost a Barstool school at this point with Danny Boyne-Kane, Big Cat, and of course Dave. Dave's going to live down there. His house is still getting built or whatever. He loves Miami. And then Danny Boyne-Kane. And Miami being good, trust me, when Miami's good, they're a Twitter school too. When Miami is winning, that's like the Lakers winning on Twitter. It gets thousands upon thousands of retweets.
From like a school standpoint, yes. Like Miami is definitely if Miami is really, really good, for sure. I would say though, Katie, if I agree with you, if in a vacuum this year, if you told me I could only watch one school's season, I would pick USC over Miami.
Yeah. I think
just because I'm so incredibly intrigued with Lincoln Riley.
I think it's that, and also this USC stands alone in the Pac-12. Like right now, I'm excited for the Pac-12 to be good, or at least to stand out.
Stand alone, you think? I think Utah's just as good as, or actually better than USC coming into the season.
It's a rising tide lifts all boats. I think USC being good has more of an impact on the West Coast football than Miami being back.
I think you're discounting a little bit Miami being back, how much it means to college football.
But what is back, though? That's the thing.
Back is in the national title contention.
Yeah. Well, it depends. You think Texas is back?
Well, not. Yeah.
You don't walk that one back, Jack.
No, I do. No, I do. I do. Yeah.
So you think they're national championship contending team?
This upcoming year?
Yes.
They're a tier below it, yeah. I think they have the talent to be there.
I refuse to.
They have enough talent to be there.
I refuse.
Miami's Miami, Texas, USC, those three teams rising the prominence would be massive for the sport.
Agreed.
Oh, absolutely.
And I wasn't paying attention to college football in the time when they were good. So I also
when they
had
were
that.
Good, it was
yeah.
Even when they were decent, in 2017, turnover chain.
Oh
ran
yeah,
the
no,
internet.
They the Miami run Miami being
and they just
good
retired
for football
it
is
retired. I think it's just like that's
well,
old regime. Old regime.
Yeah, it's overplayed. Like I've always said, the Miami helmets from the early 2000s.
The visors.
The visors. I mean, that's the most iconic. If you ask me, number one, iconic uniform, that's obviously going to come.
How can the NFL have visors and college not?
Because they don't have them as. It's not as good as those ones.
Those ones you literally.
I'm saying visors at all. Because I remember I was watching a game the other day, and I was like, wait, they have visors.
I think
is it just because they're adult, quote unquote, and they can make that decision, or still doesn't.
I think it may have to. I don't know.
I have no clue, but all I know is that I wish they'd bring back the colored visors because those were fucking sick. Speaking of USC, Jack said, professional segue. Lincoln Riley appeared on The Herd. I honestly didn't even know this. I mean, I love Joy Taylor. I didn't know people still watch this show.
No. That's a massive show.
It's a massive show, I know, but I when he comes up in the news again, I forget.
No,
Colin Cowherd is...
Oh, Colin Cowherd's fucking like
he's incredible at what he does for sure.
And I think he's like still like if you look at his YouTube, like he's like I know it's like oh who still watches it like. A lot of people do.
No. I know. I'm saying that like I forget that it's on. Like, you know, the when I was working in network TV, I was watching The Herd like all the time. Now it's just like, well, I completely forgot it was on. But anyways, Lincoln Riley went on and
not as big as I actually thought it was, but
what numbers did you look at?
Just like, I mean, his segments from yesterday, like 10-minute segments. They all have like 78K views. I was expecting like 250K, but like on YouTube.
I mean, still, that's, I mean.
He's still massive.
Yeah, he's, I mean, and he is one of the best. The fact that he can do solo radio, everybody talks about it, whatever. Beside the point, Lincoln Riley went on the show to talk about, obviously, bringing Caleb Williams mostly, but bringing players with him. And he said on the subject of taking Oklahoma players to USC with him, we didn't take players from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We took players from the transfer portal.
Mm.
I loved this quote. I thought it was so fucking petty.
I put it up on our Instagram. Like he said it and the way he said it, he kind of had this smirk on his like,
yes.
And you just, and like Oklahoma, we've talked about it like every podcast since he went to USC. Oklahoma fans do not like this. And I know what he's saying. Also, looking at all the stuff up there, it backs him up. He took more players from the Pac-12 to his school than Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're mad that he took Caleb
It's only
Williams.
Three Oklahoma players.
But they were 3 5 stars.
Yes. Yeah. He took a corner. And he took a wide receiver, and then obviously
he can kind of back this up. He's like, no, we took players from the transfer portal.
He can 100% back this up.
Yeah.
This is why, and I know Brandon went on his crazy OU rant, but this is why, like, I think Lincoln Riley's almost playing into it now because he's like, you know what? Fuck you guys.
He should play into it.
Oh, he should absolutely. Yes. That's the one thing, and we talk about this all the time with just Twitter in general. People don't understand. Like when people are playing the heels or when people are trolling people, it's like, if you like guarantee there's people that are Oklahoma fans that are like, oh, he actually believes that. Like, oh, he can't know.
No,
he knows exactly what he fucking said. He took players from the transfer portal because they knew he was going to USC and they wanted to go with him. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
And also some of those guys he took, like kind of like Latrell McCutcheon, Oklahoma fans were mad about because he like made fun or while Lincoln Riley was still there. He had a quote tweet talking shit about the defensive coordinators and defensive coaches at Oklahoma and then even followed them to USC because they went with Lincoln Riley. I think it's cool, yeah, and to Katie's point, and I think it's still – she's probably more right than I am about Miami versus USC. USC is probably more important to college football than Miami, but Miami's still, like, up there. But
well, is, USC would make it a national sport again. As
yeah, and I think it would
regional.
Be. It would just be massive. It would, and I think he can do it. And I think USC, like Utah being good for the Pac-12, does nothing. USC being good for the Pac-12 does everything.
Especially because Oklahoma fans are just rooting for the downfall.
That's another. It's just like
there's so much pettiness going on with this. That's why I Lincoln Riley has been. You know, I still don't understand why for so long he was the next Dallas Cowboys head coach. Like every single time they started talking about. But I mean, he was, and obviously Mike McCarthy got the job. But
And now Sean Payne's the next Cowboys.
Yeah, coach. For sure. I mean, there's so many next Dallas Cowboys head coaches, but you know. Lincoln Riley is the fact that, you know, we said this last week. If he did go to USC because he was, quote, scared of the SEC, that's a pussy move. But I love how petty he's being.
It could be even a good move. It's just like business wise.
Well, yeah.
It is pussy, but like, hey, you have to protect your own, you know?
I think the word scared is, you know, like if it's just like, yeah, he didn't want to have to deal with Nick Saban. That's different than being like, oh, I don't want to play in the big bad SEC. But I just love that Oklahoma fans are still losing their mind.
Like that wide open.
Wide open. And it's LA.
Well, wide open, like just west that he can go in and
beach.
Yeah. And his wife and kids are probably like, yeah, we'll go out to California.
I mean, no offense again, Oklahoma people that live in Oklahoma, but like Norman versus LA.
I want to know what they did about the dogs. Because weren't they named Boomer and Sooner?
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's a great point.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Can't
how old are they?
You can't rename a dog.
Well, it depends on how old they are.
No, I don't think you could.
If they're, well, I guess no, because once they learn, I mean, if they're like puppies still, maybe.
I mean, with my dog, she's technically Luna, but we just call her the bug.
She comes to both of them?
We say the bug like 99 out of 100 times.
What do you do if your dogs' names are Boomer and Sooner.
I think you keep them.
And then you, like, make fun of it, or?
No, you just, like, you. There's, hopefully the dogs aren't around.
What?
No, like, around, like, where people see. Like,
well, Jack, I'm glad you paused there. It sounded like you were about to say you hope they died.
No, I meant like when like media is around her, so it doesn't get out. Only your friends know.
Well, we know.
No, but I meant like
remember it.
But then
people
again,
people don't forget.
Katie didn't, so like, yeah, they don't. No, I don't know what you do. I think a dog probably, if you just forced upon them, no, your name's not Boomer anymore. They probably will. Like, just because how dogs operate, like, they probably would get used to a new name, but it would be hard.
Well, this is just a lesson.
Boomer, like a.
This is a lesson learned. Don't name your, if you're a head coach, don't name your dogs.
It's like getting a tattoo when you're not married to somebody. Like,
yeah.
Even least, when like, you're married.
Even when you're married, like, if you don't have a kid with them yet, like.
Even then, I listen, no offense to anyone who's listening to this or watching this. If you have someone's name tattooed on you, that's just a bad omen.
You think so?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. No, I would never do it.
I would never do it because I feel like it's a
I'm
bad
not a
omen.
Tattoo person.
You have someone's initials, not someone you know personally, but you
I have
someone.
Initials.
You have their sign.
I have like, it's, but I mean, no one would look at that and be like, oh.
That's MGK. What if MGK tweets out tomorrow, I hate Casey Smith?
A tough week for MGK.
Yeah, very tough.
I don't want to talk about
it. You don't need to. You don't have to answer
it's to not
it.
That. It's not that tough of a week.
Yeah, it was like
he did release a new album. And by the way, I don't have MGK's initials on me.
Just his logo.
So it's two X's. You wouldn't even you wouldn't have even known. Like, Jack, would you have known that was Machine Gun Kelly if you didn't know?
No, I don't really. Like, it's your body.
Like, I, your body, your choices.
Yeah, like you decided to get the you didn't say I have to get that tattoo.
No,
like,
I didn't. I just
not
I
like,
think,
I'm not a tattoo guy, so I would never get
now
that.
Listen, you're not a tattoo guy at all?
No. I mean, like I'd like girls with them, I wouldn't be like, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a red flag, but no.
Well, I guess it depends on the tattoos, too.
So many girls have tattoos now.
It's very normalized, I feel.
It's very normalized, but if you get, like, start hooking up with a girl with, like, a bunch of, like, death tattoos, that could be.
Oh, well, yeah. If they're, like, devil tattoos, then that's, like, I don't want your energy. But if it's, like, even girls who, like, are really tattooed, that doesn't, I don't find it unattractive. I'm just not personally a tattoo guy.
That's totally fine. I love tattoos.
I know some people really like them, but.
The internet doesn't have an answer. I was trying to see if anyone knew if they renamed him or not.
Did you tweet it?
I bet you if you tweet it, people will answer.
Arch Manning's down to four schools. Ole Miss, Texas, Alabama, Georgia. Texas hired David Cutcliffe, who was Duke's head coach.
Duke, yep.
But was also Eli's head coach when he was at
Ole Miss.
At Ole Miss. And I think he was the OC for Peyton Manning. At Tennessee. So I believe
stop it
he that was a very intentional hire for the Texas Longhorns.
I do not like that you
I think
Jack
I'm talking myself into it
Jack
Texas is we'll just say
if you say
Texas
it
is all in on Arch Manning.
Well, okay, yes, and everybody should be all in on Arch
not
Manning.
Not even Quinn Ewers, just
yeah, I thought last
but
week.
Arch,
about
but Arch,
being
but Quinn Ewers
senior.
Will be gone by the time Arch is ready.
Here's the thing: if Texas, I mean, obviously they're going to be in the SEC. We don't know exactly like when that's happening.
Oh, that's the joke. Everyone's like saying like, "Oh, he's going to the SEC." I'm like, "No, he can go to Texas." I'm so stupid. Texas is going to that, but he
he's
may,
going to the SEC.
He may go to, he may go. To Texas before then the SEC, because they keep saying 2025.
I know, but then I'm like, I really believed it was going to be next season. I was
not,
so
it's, not.
It's I
be
know
in the Big 12 this
I,
season,
which is crazy. Like, why? What we couldn't get it together?
I just don't think it was like it was. I don't think it was ready to happen. I don't.
I
know.
I think it was fans really wanting
so
it.
Much. I think there's so much.
There's so much that goes into
I think
it.
There's so many TV like there's so many things.
So many yes. It was just we were
so,
hopeful.
I think it's so much harder than just saying, "Oh no, just put them on the schedule." We're just naive, you know.
Well, we're dumb people.
I just think it'd be like, no, you understand how? And then like, do you just do it for football? What about the volleyball teams? What about the field hockey? Actually, does SEC have field hockey? Probably not. That's more Northeast.
They don't.
They don't.
Maybe
I don't
think so. They might have.
They
club.
Have like gymnastics. By the way, LSU and Auburn had a gymnastics.
The Livy effect.
They had 13,000 people there.
Have I never told you that I did some of those when I was with
the those are massive. Like, shout out, like...
Like, yeah. I was, like, the, quote, sideline reporter for those.
But those
They're
are
fucking
like,
crazy.
Yeah, the meets.
Meets
I
are
game,
insane.
But I meant meet, yeah. And that
they
was,
are.
Like, Suni Lee, who won the gold medal this past summer, and then Livy Dunn's on LSU, who's, like a massive internet star. So, like...
The and they
13,500 like, people went. A lot of students went too.
They do. They have like all like the fireworks and all of that. Like
yes, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah,
insane.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
crazy.
I watched one of the wrestling matches between I think Michigan and Ohio State, and they had yeah all
yeah, no.
the theatrics.
Iowa does that too for like wrestling. Like they have like pyrotechnics go off. Like it's WWE.
It's fantastic.
Cool.
It's absolutely fantastic. So, are there any other news things
just,
that have happened?
I'm just looking like at.
Brett Venables is buying, which is cool, is buying every single one of his players and fitting him a suit for a pregame.
Yeah,
I,
so
do
I
like
tweeted
that,
that out, but then everyone's like, oh, Clemson did it first. Bamba did it first. Like, who cares? It's cool.
People were mad at that.
So we tweeted, and it got like 2,200 likes because people were like, oh, it's cool.
It's very cool.
But then, like, all these Clemson fans, also, this is a funny tweet. That will come in hand since so many Sooners have court dates, which is true. They had a run there with a lot of arrests. But then so many people responded, a lot of schools do that. Okay, shut up, guys. We didn't say nobody else does it. We just said Brent Venables is going to bring a new tradition to Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley didn't do it, so it's new.
I don't understand when people get mad about people doing nice things.
Well, they don't. But
it's
that's
like,
the internet.
Well, yeah, well, the internet fucking sucks. I mean, but no offense. We're also on the internet. We live and die with the internet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I think it's a really cool story. Who cares if other people have done it first? He's doing it. But again, I'm echoing Brandon from last week. We're all saying it like, OU fans have just got to let Lincoln Riley go. He's going to keep trolling you. If not, Brent Venables is trying to like.
I still can't believe Auburn put in that policy yesterday. That's like
so
that's
petty.
So outrageous. Like, but like, it's also like. Yeah, you have to cooperate. Yeah, I guess so.
Who do you think came up with that? Like, who is sitting at home being like,
no,
you know
who
what we
did that?
Do?
Because the school wants to fire this guy, but
no,
doesn't
I know, but
$20 million.
But I'm saying, like, who is sitting there like, you know what we really need to do? Put this clause in right now, knowing he's in Mexico.
I bet there was someone who's smart and be like, no, yeah, he's not cooperating. Can't we do something about that? And then their lawyers were like,
yeah, we
you
could
can.
We can.
And they're like, okay, let's sneak it in there. And then, of course, I mean, you can't really sneak anything by these days.
I love it. I love it. Anything else that we have?
I'm just looking quick. I mean, like, we got a lot of the big things. Jim Harbaugh coming back is old to
us,
but it came out literally 2 hours after we stopped recording our podcast on Wednesday,
yes.
Which is so us.
So,
that happens.
Well, it's so Barstool.
We were at the party, and I looked at my phone, and I was like, oh yeah. Harbaugh announced
out,
it when
like,
we were at the party, which was just annoying.
Also, just the fact that the party was just a week ago is crazy to me. It's huge for Harbaugh. Now, I asked Dave how he felt about it from a Michigan fan standpoint, and he said he thinks it's like kind of shitty that he did what he did. It's like, oh, well, we beat Ohio State. Now I'm going to leave. It's like, I think that it was a tactic.
It's not to get. Yeah, I think it's more like, you know, if you're not. Here's the thing, like, if you have a really hot girlfriend, she's going to like.
See
even
what else
the
is
same.
Out there?
No, they may not do it like intentionally.
At some point, they're looking.
They always like.
They're going to look in the mirror.
They have like people that are orbiting around, like, if it doesn't work out or if that guy becomes single, like, I'm going to like tread the like.
You're going to kind of float the idea.
But that's part of the game, right? You have a top tier coach. And guess what? You're college. Like, at the end of the day, a lot of these coaches, and Harbaugh, we know, is interested in the NFL. You're going to have to fucking be like, no, you're not going here for this reason, these 4 million reasons. And so guess what? Yeah, you gave him a pay cut, didn't believe on him.
Right.
And then
he took you to the college ball playoff.
Yeah, and then he looked to try to do it, but then came back.
Do we have information on his new contract? Because it was a one-year deal.
I didn't know he even signed a new deal, but.
No, I'm assuming from after last year, after COVID year, this year was his 1 year deal.
Yeah, but it was.
Oh, no, he got multiple. I think it was like a multiple year deal.
Oh, okay.
It was like a pay.
Yeah, no, it was a pay cut. But I thought it was a 1 year, one more year to prove. And then we were waiting on his current one.
But Michigan fans, I would say, like, what a crew right here.
What are they doing?
They're probably going to get food.
Podcast.
Michigan, fans, if I were to say something to you, it'd be like, hey, I think Harbaugh wanted the perfect situation to leave you guys, and he didn't get it, so he stayed with you guys.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to, and I said it last week, he wanted to fucking, he wanted to be the, have complete control of an NFL team, which is like unheard of.
Right.
Outside
right.
of Bill Belichick and whatnot, and he didn't get it, so he stayed at Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He could have went and been an NFL head coach and just been like, oh, whatever, but he didn't. He didn't want to.
I like
that.
Your analogy, though. It's like a hot girl is like always.
They're looking.
Well, whether you like it or not.
It's just in your, unless you're like, I said girlfriend, but like, it's just like in your like DNA. Like you just look around. Like
guys do the same thing, Jack.
I know. I'm not saying guys don't do the same thing. I'm just saying like, it's like back in the day, it's like your husband may get fucking killed on the next hunting trip. You need to know if like, who's going to be around if he's not around.
You're saying there's always a backup plan?
Yes, you guys all have like orbiters like all around you. It's like,
well, that,
you know, like it's nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not cheating.
I'm looking Katie right in the eye. I'm like, oh boy, this is hitting really close to home.
Well, yes, the backup plan. But I think it's more, it's like, look at Matt Campbell. I think it's more on coaches to be capitalizing on when their stock is high. Like I think Matt Campbell might have missed the window if he was going to leave. I mean, you'd argue that round or flat, but I think after last year, of COVID year was great. Last year kind of fell off. And then I think they bottomed out with returning production. So it's a 50-50 shot. But if this is Jim Harbaugh's peaking.
But he's already been in the NFL. He's already made a Super Bowl. He's like, yeah. He wants to go back to
the NFL for sure.
Except
like,
win a Super Bowl, which is like really hard, and then win a national championship. But he's done like almost everything at college. Like he's done like, he did more in the NFL than Saban did, for sure.
For sure.
And same with like a lot of like, I mean, not as much as Pete Carroll, but this was funny, and it was right before the Harsin stuff, but Arkansas has family weekend this upcoming season, like most teams do. They have like homecoming family weekend, like military appreciation, and it's against Missouri State. Bobby Petrino is the head coach of Missouri State.
That's incredible.
So that it was funny because it broke literally a day, like they announced that a day before the Harsin stuff too.
That is so funny. How many people do you think will be wearing neck braces?
That would be funny. Arkansas fans do that.
Arkansas fans, if you do that.
They'll do that regardless. It would be funny if they put it on like one of their mascots.
Should make a shirt.
Absolutely.
You know they have like a family of mascots?
Yes.
I didn't know that until, so when they beat Auburn the other night in basketball, there was like a bunch of like, I saw a bunch of videos, and then they have like a pork chop, which is like the half mascot, the kid. And then there's like Big Red or something, like, and then there's a woman
that's
a hog.
Yeah, there
has a skirt.
The main one, Big Red, right? No,
whatever
his name is.
I'll get it right now.
I fed him an apple once.
Okay, then they have a real life.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing you're not, when you said you fed him an apple, you're not talking about the furry.
What?
No.
No, I'm not having sex with the fucking mascots. Live animal.
All right, so there's Big Red.
That's the big. That's.
And there's Boss Hog. The Boss Hog's the one in like the jumpsuit.
But Big Red is the actual hog.
No, the actual hog like has another name.
What's his name?
Look up the hog's name.
Katie, look up the hog's name, please, because that's who I fed an apple. I didn't feed a fucking apple to a furry.
I meant like the costume person.
Right. You had to take it sexual, made it seem like I'm in furries. No offense. I don't kink shame.
Tusk.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You're good.
Tusk.
They're on like Tusk V now. Tusk 4 passed away. Tusk V is alive now.
Tusk, duh. Yeah, I fed him an apple once.
But then they have Big Red, Boss Hog, who's like in like a inflatable suit. Pork Chop, who's like has half on it. That's his number, half, like one over two. And then they have Suey.
Suey's the girl.
The girl. She has a skirt on.
Right, she has a skirt, yeah.
That's, I think, the wife of Big Red.
Yes, I didn't know they had a family. I didn't know there were.
So shout out to them. Also, then they have Ribeye, who only comes out during baseball.
That's a little fucked up.
What?
Ribeye?
Yeah,
I guess it's not hog meat.
But it's ribeye because it's ribby. Like ribeye's like for baseball, RBI, ribeye.
Oh, I'm thinking ribeye like the piece of meat.
I know. I agree with you, but they call him a ribeye. He only comes out for baseball season.
That makes more sense.
But I get what you're saying,
but it's also like those old Chick-fil-A commercials where they had like the cows being like, eat more chicken. Like if it, like a ribeye is a cow, not a hog. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's wrong.
It's not cannibalism. It's not cannibalism.
Hog, what would you eat from a hog?
Bacon.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Which apparently there's about to be a shortage in California of bacon.
There's
a shortage of everything.
I have a really dumb question. Really dumb.
I'm not.
Save space.
We can even.
What's the difference between a pig and a hog?
I don't know.
I think hog's a male, is a certain species of pig.
I think that's probably.
Is that a dumb question?
Oh, no. Is hog another word for pig? Most people use these words interchangeably. While a pig is not yet mature, a hog is. So a pig's younger. A hog
is a grown-up pig.
Is a grown-up. However, they are both swine.
So every pig turns into a hog?
I think so.
Yeah.
So then all the stuff that comes...
Specifically, a pig is a young swine that is not yet mature, but that term has come to be used for all wild or domestic swine. A hog is a swine weighing more than, 1 second, 120 pounds.
Aha.
But the term is also, which makes sense for like these. Also, isn't there like hog competitions or something? Pig competitions?
There's an everything competition with farm.
No, like, and you like train the pigs. Like in,
yes.
Yeah. I've like followed girls on Instagram that do that.
In the South, for sure. They have.
Oh, they followed me first, but.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Listen, I don't discredit anything that Jack does on the internet anymore.
Oh, someone applied. I'm reading the talent applications, and one of the guys was, because why you should pick me was he specializes in camel racing all over the world.
Camel
racing is very illegal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So camel racing. Oh, shit. Camel racing is not allowed in the United States, and camel racing is specifically ran in the Middle East. And a lot of these Saudi princes are like obsessed with saddle racing or camel racing. The reason why it's illegal is because the jockeys cannot be over like 60 pounds. So they have like 12-year-olds fucking do it. And it's bet on in the Middle East specifically. And also there's a lot more camels in the Middle East, but it's very much camel racing is not good because then they also make like people starve themselves to be it. So tell him no.
Yeah. See, he said you need a camel racing guy. That's
no.
Oh, no, no.
Camel racing will never be legal on the Barstool.
Wait, he gave you 76 reasons.
No. Sorry. Don't. These
that sounds
are,
like a Netflix show.
These are. This will give you a little preview. We're going to be doing some content for bad applications.
Oh, that's good.
And the camel racing guy got put on it. So right now there's 76.
They do camel racing in, like they do it like in Dubai and shit.
Well, they because Dubai just does whatever it wants.
I would love to go there.
Oh, those are that's
I
mean
am not
shit.
For anyone. I don't think we have any. I don't think we have any people from Saudi Arabia or even the Middle East listening. I'm not. I just know camel racing is controversial.
Okay, interesting. So that's what we learn here on Unnecessary Roughness.
It's a yes.
It's a controversial thing.
100% controversial. I know that.
Okay. So I didn't do a 2-minute drill because I figured we would just ramble about shit. Do you want me to come up with some off the top of my head, or do you think that we've talked for long enough?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think of, like, just so we don't miss anything.
I think we got...
This upcoming week, we just have to look out for Harrison. It's February 10th, Super Bowl. I also think our body clocks are used to football being over by February 10th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's like...
Michigan's... hired a defensive coordinator. Their defensive coordinator that they hired is from Vanderbilt, who was awful at defense last year. So that was kind of a point of, like, Ohio State hires Oklahoma State's defensive coordinator, who won the Jim Broyles Assistant Coach of the Year for defensive coordinators, and Michigan hires Vandy's defensive coordinator.
It's also tough that the Super Bowl is a day before Valentine's Day, and they expect people to make plans.
My birthday. Don't forget this year. You guys forgot last year?
I did forget last year.
Remember, I texted you at 12:01, February 15th?
Did you really?
Yeah, don't you? That was like a whole topic in that episode, the next episode.
That's right.
Yeah,
and then petty-ass move, Jack.
Yes, and you guys were like, but it was, I didn't really actually care. I just thought it was fun.
Oh, that's right, because then.
No, I tweeted it out from Unnecessary Roughness and said,
Breaking,
nobody from Unnecessary Roughness wished Jack Maxey happy birthday this year at 12:01 on February 15th.
And Brandon still never did, right?
Yeah, he was mad. He was like, you don't know when any birthdays are. And I was like, I look at Zenefits. And he was like, that's fucking stupid.
Well, He's not here to defend himself. Yeah, the Super Bowl feels way too late. I would agree with that. I'm not a big Valentine's Day person, so I don't really care about that. Every day should be Valentine's Day.
It's just also tough, I feel like, for girls who are expecting their guys to do a whole arm and a leg kind of stuff. And like, I'm more focused on Super Bowl than Valentine's Day myself.
In a shocking turn of events, zero members of the podcast wish Jack Maxey be a happy birthday today. 114 episodes, 114, not even a text. You really hate to see it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing at 12:01.
Hey, Monday. If you remember, I'll be... The thing was, last year, it was like on Saturday night or something. So it was like you didn't even get to see me, so we weren't in the office. So Monday, you will see me.
But what I'm saying is that I'm going to make sure that I'm, like, first. I don't want Brandon to be first.
Brandon, 0% chance he...
You won't even be awake.
No, 0% chance he wishes me a happy birthday. You two will.
Should we put odds on it?
I put the odds at 100-1.
Also, at everyone listening...
The Bengals have a better chance of winning 56-0 than Brandon wishing me a happy birthday.
And at everyone who's listening to this, like, who thinks that they're going to go DM Brandon, remind him, I have his socials. I will delete your message.
Yeah.
You cannot do that. This is a test for Brandon, not for you to DM him.
No, it's not even like, and then he'll be like, stop being a bitch.
Brandon really just kind of took
Brandon's available right now, too.
Of course he is.
How do you know?
Because
do you guys have like an available thing? Like
no, I checked his schedule. Like, I know his schedule. He's not recording anything.
We know all of his schedule. We saw it all this week. He had time to. We've been doing this for what, an hour and 15 minutes or so? He had time.
Oh, 100%.
I will say this. Brandon has picked up my slack a few times. You guys have all picked up my slack a few times. However,
Brandon had a personal issue.
Right.
Yeah, that's different.
Right.
Or was sick. Okay. Fine.
He's gone Hollywood on us.
He has. Can you imagine Hollywood Brandon showing back up next week? Boy. You know what we should do? And he's not going to listen to this, so it doesn't matter. Let's just start calling him Hollywood and just like never break it on the podcast next week.
Hollywood. Who's that? Oh, Wet and Wild, they do that.
Well, that's funny because Wet and Wild, they get wet on the dozen. Or the yak.
Oh, yeah, the wet wheel.
Wet wheel.
The stuff they come up with is insane. All right,
really insane. And then the ankle weights. Did you see he got caught without wearing them?
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you see the video of him getting booed last night?
No.
Oh, when he got introduced, everyone booed him. Oh.
That's incredible. Yeah. No. He's Brandon's one of a kind. I don't even understand what's going on with the yak out.
Brandon will probably be back next week.
He'll be back next week. We'll
do it, and then hopefully nothing happens.
What do you mean?
I mean, there's 7 days between their next podcast. Anything could happen.
I'll cover this. Oz Brian Harrison is still the head coach.
Well, Kirk Minahan,
the next time he would have coached.
Said I'm going. I have 8 more days until my Kirk Minahan thing's up.
Oh, really?
Remember how he said I was going to die in 6 months?
Yeah.
I have 8 days left.
Shit.
So I'm double checking.
But he was wrong on Dave's death date.
I know. So, but I'm just double checking, like. When I'm on the subway, like, I take a big step to go into the car, and then when it stops, I make sure it's...
You got to be more careful about when they come into the station, someone doesn't push you.
Exactly. No, I stand next to the wall.
Yeah.
So nobody can push me.
Damn, you're like...
Or behind
really
a pole.
Looking.
And then I'm...
I do that.
When I cross the street, I look both ways.
What's the context? Like, I inform people of the death date. What do you mean, the 6 months? I don't even remember.
Oh, we beat Kirk Minahan, and then he called. He said, I'm so obese that I'm going to die within 6 months. And then I told him, no, if someone's going to die within 6 months, it's you. Which was, like, I thought that was a good one.
If it was
in the dozen, and then he said he was going to, like, do something to my mother at
funeral.
It was bad. He like, freaked out because we beat him in trivia. And I said, like, and I made fun of Pat. I didn't even make fun of him. He had a real freak out, but... All of that, it was within competition.
Is he in the list?
No. It was within competition. Do I forgive him? No, but I'm not. What I'm concerned right now with is like I have 8 more days. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything. Like who knows? One of the Minifans could come out of nowhere and just
That's
like
true.
Yeah.
You got to watch your back on that. Well, so then the next podcast means it'll be your last potentially.
Yes, maybe. Yeah, maybe I can. Yeah, it will.
Maybe it'll be your last day alive. Sad to think about.
I know, but at least I'll have one more birthday.
What a good way to end the podcast on an uplifting note. Jack will be 1 year older and die in the same week.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys have fun today.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm being very distracted today.
We need to go back to the pod rooms.
No, I think this is fine.
No, I know. I'm saying like people walking by.
It's not hot in here. I kind of like the look, but you know what people don't like about this room? They can't see the screen.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true.
You know,
you reference the screen a lot.
In the reflection, if you're on YouTube.
You can't really see it, though.
All right, that's unnecessary roughness.